This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. It is 2:43 p.m. on Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. We are in Capitol Room 124. Here in the room, we have Representative Hall and myself, Representative Aishai, Chair. We do not have a quorum, so we're going to move ahead with our testimony, but please remember to silence your cell phones for the meeting. I'd like to extend a thank you to Suniva St. Clair from House Records and Zach Lawhorn from Juno, LIO, and the committee aide, Sophie Weiser, for staffing our committee today. We have three items on the agenda. Number one is House Joint Resolution 20, encouraging the United States Congress to establish hiring goals for apprentices and veteran apprentices by Representative Nelson. We also have House Joint Resolution 21, encouraging the United States Congress to designate 2025 as the Year of the Soldier, also by Representative Nelson. And we have House Bill 158, an act relating to professional licensing, relating to temporary licenses for certain professions, and providing for an effective date by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor. We did notice a public testimony for House Joint Resolution 20, encouraging the United States Congress to establish hiring goals for apprentices and veteran apprentices by Representative Nelson. I will go ahead and open HJR 20 for public testimony at this time. And for the record, welcome to Representative Nelson at 2:45. We're just starting public testimony on HJR 20. Okay. So public testimony is now open. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none. I'm looking at online to see if there's any individuals wishing to testify. I do not see any. Okay, so since there's no one at this time to testify, we'll now close public testimony on HJR 20. We had set an amendment deadline for Friday, May 9th at noon, and we received no amendments. I'm going to just take a brief at ease at this time.
Trying to get my newsletter out before.
Yes.
I have passed at 3:15.
Yes, let the record show that Representative Gray has joined us at 2:46. So going back to where we were, we had set an amendment deadline for Friday, May 9th at noon for HJR 20. We received no amendments. The sponsor of the resolution, Representative Nelson, is here. Is there any questions or comments for Representative Nelson on HJR 20? Seeing none, Representative Sadler has joined us at 2:47 p.m. Welcome, Representative Sadler. Representative Nelson, would you like to make any closing remarks on HJR 20?
Not at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, seeing no other questions. With that, I would entertain a motion to move HJR 20 from committee. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Joint Resolution 20, Work Order 34-LS00881/A from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, House Joint Resolution 20 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the committee reports for this resolution and then transition to our next topic. At ease. We are back on the record, and our next item is House Joint Resolution 21. We did notice public testimony for HJR 21, encouraging the United States Congress to designate 2025 as the Year of the Soldier by Representative Nelson. I will go ahead and open HJR 21 for public testimony. Public testimony is now open on HJR 21. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none. Well, no one to testify. Okay. We will go online. Is there anyone online interested in testifying on HJR 21? No individuals online, so I will now close public testimony on HJR 21. We had set an amendment deadline for Friday, May 9th, and we received none. Are there any questions or comments for the sponsor of the resolution?
None at this time, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Sadler.
The indulgence of the committee, I want to thank, through the chair, I want to thank the sponsor, Representative Nelson, for bringing this forward. My community of Chugiak Eagle River was largely settled by people who came to Alaska to work at Fort Rich, Fort Richardson. Many of the first homes were built with scrap lumber and building materials from the refill or the dump at Fort Rich. And since then, Eagle River, Chugiak have been the home to an awful lot of active duty soldiers, an awful lot of veterans. And so there's a very tight integration between my district and the Army. And I think it's very fitting and very laudable to recognize 250 years, 2.5 centuries of the United States Army. So just good on you and good on the Army. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any wrap-up, Representative Nelson? Okay. With that, I would entertain a motion to move HJR 21 from committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Joint Resolution 20, Work Order 34-LS0879/A from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, House Joint Resolution 21 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the committee report for this resolution and transition to our final topic. Next up, we have House Bill 158, here from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing Director. We have Sylvan Robb and Deputy Director Glenn Savers. Would the department like to say anything or give a refresher before we begin public testimony on House Bill 158?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Sylvan Robb, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. I just want to thank the committee for hearing this bill again and just provide the briefest of reminders about what the bill does. It does two primary things. The first thing is to create universal temporary licensure for all professions licensed by the division, with the exception of those covered by the Big Game Commercial Services Board and the Board of Marine Pilots. The second thing the bill does is to align Alaska statute with federal statutes that passed in 2023 related to licensure portability for military members and military spouses.
Thank you. Any questions for? Yes, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Director Robb, can you please refresh my memory? Why is it that we have to basically have federal law inscribed in statute? Why Like, well, that just seems redundant to me. Can you please refresh my memory on that?
Yes, through the chair to Representative Hall. It is much easier for licensees and less confusing when they're looking for pathways to licensure if they can find all of those in Alaska statute. Additionally, trying to find federal statutes can be cumbersome, to say the least. And so we're looking to make it as easy as possible for people transitioning to have an easy way to find all of their pathways to licensure.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Okay, thank you. Yes, Representative Sadler.
I have a question. And through the chair, Ms. Robb, I know that the military is great to all branches about taking a soldier, airman, a sailor, and seeing their aptitude and giving them training to frankly get the most out of them they can. And that kind of spills over into military families. Do you have any estimation as to how many of the people that are military families that come to Alaska, how many of their spouses have some kind of professional license that might benefit from this temporary license, their license in their home state that might benefit from the temporary licensure in Alaska? Any estimation?
Through the chair to Representative Sadler, I don't have an estimate of that because we don't have a sense of the bigger picture of how many military families come to Alaska within a year. I do know that since we've started issuing licenses under the Service Member Civil Relief Act, the military provision in this bill, we have issued in excess of 100 licenses. So we're seeing quite a few people taking advantage of this. And we can say that among military families, we do know that, like, nursing is one of the top 10 professions and a number of other professions that are covered by the division.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. We will now open public testimony on House Bill 158 at this time. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online? Seeing no one online or in the room, I will now close public testimony on House Bill 158. I had previously informed the committee members by email, but I will add it for the record, that there is an amendment deadline for House Bill 158 for tomorrow, Wednesday, May 14th at noon. I want to take a brief at ease at this time. Back on the record, talking to the committee, there is no amendments, even with the amendment deadline tomorrow, and the will of the committee is to move this out of committee. So with that, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 158, Work Order 34-GH1614/A from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, House Bill 158 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note. That does conclude our agenda for today. I would like to give committee members a chance to any final remarks, since we will not be meeting on Thursday as we had scheduled. Any final remarks from committee members? Representative Sadler.
Always given a chance for the microphone. I will take it, Mr. Chair. The chairmanship of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee was my first committee assignment in the legislature, and as representing a military district, as I previously referenced, I appreciate the attention that this legislature gives to military issues, and I want to say, for Mr. Chairman, personally, I appreciate the professionalism and respect with which you have conducted the committee business, so good on you too, sir. Thank you very much. Well done.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. See no other comments. I just want to add, it's been a great honor to chair this committee. There's a lot of good minds, a lot of good people that have served, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be your chair in this committee. So with that, This meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is adjourned at 2:59 p.m.